Back on the pregame show now, joined by River Dogs hitting coach Brett Schneider, back in Charleston for another year. Brett, thanks for taking the time to chat here pregame. What's it like to be back in Charleston? Obviously a great atmosphere last night. Should be another one tonight.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Charleston is one of the better spots in minor league baseball to play, so couldn't be happier to be back in Charleston and the Holy City, as they say. Got a good group of guys to work with, and yeah, we're ready to go for game two.
You're coming off quite the off season. Spent it down in Australia, coaching in the Australian Baseball League. You know, it's the same game across the world, but very different styles. Tell me about what the style was like in Australia.
Honestly, Australia was incredible. The baseball was actually better than I thought it was going to be. We saw a lot of pitching from the Nippon League, from the KBO. So having our hitters down there, I thought it was a good experience for them to really work on seeing off-speed pitches, mainly splitters. They haven't seen that many splitters in their life. But the game was just a little different. You know, there was a lot of ex-big leaguers, a lot of, you know, Australian independent ball players. So there was talent from all over, a lot of small ball, a lot of aggressive teams. So it was fun to be around. Luckily, I had a good group of guys with me in Perth, not only our Tampa guys, but just the local Perth guys. They were awesome to work with. So I was really fortunate for the opportunity. And I mean, the country was incredible. I can't say enough good things about it.
But you didn't pick up the accent, I can tell.
I didn't pick up the accent. I was only there 3 months. I definitely have thrown in some Australian terminology and some of the things I say, but no accent yet. Maybe another offseason down there, I'll have an accent when I come back.
Angel Mateo was one of those guys that was down there with you, and last night, 3 hits on opening night. He's a guy who struggled in the second half last year. Where has he made the most strides to get to a result like last night?
To be honest, I think most of the strides come mentally with Mateo. I think towards the middle, back half end of the season last year, it was more about chasing the result and trying to find a hit here or there. When now, like when we had the time in Australia, it was like, hey, I'm going to get a good pitch. I'm going to put a good swing on it, hopefully find a barrel, and whatever happens, happens. So I think now he's in that mentality where he's chasing barrels rather than chasing hits, which is really good for him, a young player who has, you know, a ton of talent, just raw ability. And then mechanically a little bit, we worked on some stride length stuff, using the ground more and kind of finishing upwards instead of across his body.
Narciso Polanco is another guy that, you know, we've talked about having improved. What strides did he make last year here in Charleston, and what are you expecting out of him here this year?
Yeah, I just remember in spring training, you know, he was there, you know. He wasn't jumping off the page like some other of our top prospects, but what I didn't know about Narciso that I realized last year is he's the same person, player, worker every single day of the week. So he's got that steady heartbeat, whether there's 6,000 screaming fans in the stands or it's just me and him working in the cage together. He's the same guy. So he's going to bring that. He's going to bring some leadership. I know he's still younger, but, you know, this is his second full season, and I'm really hoping, you know, he turns in a good one this year.
Another guy who's back on the roster after being picked up at the deadline, J.D. Gonzalez, who really, really struggled at the plate. Obviously such a good defensive catcher, but you know, I've heard he really kind of remade his swing over the offseason. What did you toy with his swing?
You know, it was just, there was a lot of moving parts. I mean, to begin with, just like the original setup was super wide and squatty, so we wanted him to be more within himself and allow him to use his long levers and stuff like that. But, you know, during the offseason, he spent some time in Port Charlotte, you know, with other hitting coaches and our coordinators, and everyone kind of put their 2 cents in and trying to reconstruct a swing for him. And honestly, he's bought in more than I think we originally thought he would. And he's been awesome to work with, and he's continuing to stick with his routines, the same one he had in spring and early hitting camp. And you know, yeah, last night wasn't great for him, but, you know, we got to make some better swing decisions and be on time for some heaters, and I think he's going to be just fine this year.
Last quick one for you, you know, with last night, 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Obviously, it's opening day. There's some pressure that comes with that, but what do you tell guys, especially young guys, how to maybe shorten up their approach in that spot?
Yeah, I mean, you said it, first night, a ton of jitters, honestly, especially the guys that have never played in a full season before, even some of our like Canadian players. Yeah. You know, they're like, oh, the most fans I played in front of was 1,000 people, you know, and you have 6,000 here last night, and everyone's screaming and hollering, and the game definitely speeds up on you. And especially with runners in scoring position, we preach a ton about that during spring training. Just move the ball forward early in the count and just try and make a good swing decision and put the ball in play. As you saw last night, the times we did put the ball in play, I think we, you know, caused two or three errors from Myrtle Beach. So if we can do that, and when we have runners in scoring position with less than two outs, just not try and get too big, stay within ourselves, and just put the ball in play and move it forward, we're going to be much better offensively, especially with runners in scoring position, than we were last night.
Brett, thanks so much for the insight and for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Dawgs.
First pitch, starting lineups coming up next. This is River Dawgs Baseball.